Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, folks. B. Mitch and Finley, 1 o'clock on the East Coast. We are excited to jump on the Rude Guest Hotline, talk to our friend, Mr. Brandon Stokely. Brandon, what's up, dude? How you been?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
What's happening with you, young man?
Everything is going good. Getting ready for the holidays over here in Denver. Been watching some good football. And so, you know, we just had a bye week also. I know y'all did as well this past week. So looking forward to the stretch run here. Got six games left. And, you know, everyone's excited about the Broncos this year. A little bit different over there in D.C.
It's been a little different this year. What's different about Denver this year compared to last year?
Defensively, they've taken a step forward, and they were pretty good defensively last year. And Bo, offensively, I don't want to say he's better than what he was last year. They have a better running game than what they had last year. You got a couple of young playmakers outside of Cortland Sutton that have stepped up and made some plays here. But they just figured out ways to win games, and it hasn't always been pretty, but their defense has been great. Their defense has been really good, and they figured out ways in the fourth quarter to make some timely plays. You know, it's a fine line in the NFL between winning and losing, and right now they're doing it when it matters the most in the fourth quarter.
With that defense, the way they get after the passer, how – I mean, you were on some great teams. How good is this defense? Because the numbers, the advanced numbers, the analytics all suggest this is a serious, serious Broncos D.
Yeah, you know, there's no weakness. Obviously, they have a great secondary. In the last few weeks, they've been playing without Pat Surtain, and we'll see what his situation is going to be. But I'm expecting him to play. So you have a lot of depth in that secondary. Your inside linebackers are good, solid players. And then your front, you know, you got interior guys, and you got guys coming off the edge that can just get after the quarterback. They're young, they're athletic, and they have depth there also. So they can just waves of guys that just come, you know, fresh off the bench. So there's really no weakness with this with that Broncos defense. The one thing that you can try to do against them is establish a run and run the football. I think that's the best way to try to keep the football. Slow down that pass rush a little bit is by establishing the run.
You know, I do a little thing here for this. I do pre and post game with the team, and they were asking the three ways you could beat a number one defense. I said, run the ball, which means you stay ahead of the chains. If you don't stay ahead of the chains, you're in trouble. Because, you said, their pass rush will get to you. So, Washington, they better try and run the ball. They like to throw it. They better figure out a way to run it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You got to run the football. You're right. You got to stay, you know, in manageable down and distances. Because if not, against that Broncos defense, and I don't know what Washington's offensive line has been like this year, but man, I mean, they can just flat out, they can pin their ears back and get after you. And Vance Joseph, their defensive coordinator, has done a great job with them. You never know when they're bringing pressure, when they're not bringing pressure, and they don't have to bring pressure to get after the quarterback. So. You're right, B. Mitch. The best way to do that is by running the football.
We're talking with Brandon Stokely here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most dependable HVAC products in the DMV. You can listen to Brandon in the mornings in Denver on 104.3 The Fan, Stokely and Evans with Mark Schlereth. That's a whole lot of personalities right there. You got Stink chiming in, too.
Oh, Stink.
The Broncos have been really remarkable in the fourth quarters. They've just closed out games. The last time we saw them do that was against the Chiefs. How much of that is a credit to Sean Payton? How much of that is a credit to Bo Nix? It's the way they have closed tight games is pretty remarkable.
No, it really has been. I think you got to give everyone a little bit of credit. And they just believe that they're going to find ways to make plays. And Bo, you know, when you got a young quarterback and that quarterback's still developing, you know, you're going to have some moments throughout the course of the season or games where it doesn't look very good. But when you want them to play at their best is when it matters the most, and that's late in football games. So the defense has done a great job in a lot of these games of keeping it close. And then offensively, they just figure it out. So they got guys that are clutch, you know, whether it be at the wide receiver position or certainly Bo Nix. He's just played his best when it has mattered the most in the fourth quarter.
Brandon, we're dealing with a situation here where Jaden Daniels, guy, he's been banged up a little bit this year, but many people feel he should just wait till next year. Many people that are not involved with football believe he should just wait till next year. You have played in this league, and you understand how players think. Can you explain to people why players don't just say, hey, I'm going to ride off in the sunset? Why coaches would want to, why players want to work so hard to get back, and why coaches try to get them back on the field?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's what you do. This is what you love to do. This is your job. And you only have, you know, now it's 17 games to play. That's it. And so every game is precious. Every game matters. And if you're trying to develop young players, they all matter. And I think every situation is different and unique. And times have certainly changed when it comes to load management, resting guys, not, you know, looking out for your future where, you know, I know when you played and even when I played early on, you're not really, teams aren't really concerned about 2 or 3 years down the road. But so times have definitely changed when it comes to figuring out how to take care of guys and hopefully keep them healthy for the long haul. So I kind of understand both arguments there, but you definitely understand. And you're talking about a young quarterback that's still trying to grow, still trying to get better, and every rep matters for this guy. But certainly his health matters also. You would hate to get him dinged up heading into the off season, which is going to be an important off season for Washington, trying to get back on track, get back things going like they were last year. So what's the buzz over there? Is he going to be sitting out the rest of the year, or they're taking it week by week?
Well, they're taking it week by week, and based off of the conversation, it's a possibility he could be playing next week. You know, not this week, I don't think for sure. But he could possibly be back. But, you know, but I look at that crowd who say, don't play him, don't play him, don't play him. And then when he starts off slow next year, well, you should have played him. You know, I don't think people have the right to have the cake and eat it too in that argument.
Yeah. No, you're certainly right. And again, you know, he's in his second year. So all these reps matter. And so. You know, it's a tough thing to try to keep guys healthy, but also, you know, these game reps, you don't get to do these things in the off season. You know, off season is two hand touch. You're not putting on pads. It's 7-on-7 football. So when you get live, real football practice and game situations, those are very valuable.
Yes.
Talking with Brandon Stokely here on the Rude Guest Hotline. What is the feeling around this Denver team? Does it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Feel like a Super Bowl team?
I mean, they have the confidence and that they can go all the way. And I was, it was a head scratcher to me before the season started. I had them taking a little bit of a step back this year. I thought they might win 8 or 9 games. So I'm shocked that they're sitting at 9-2 right now. I think they get it from their coach, Sean Payton. He's got a swagger about him. He's not afraid to put it out there. You know, he called it before the season. I think he's had 6 Super Bowl teams, and this is the 7th that, he feels like could make a big-time run. And he's been spot on. And so they do. They have that confidence that, they can win close games. They can beat anyone in the league. They've gone on the road. They beat Philly. They beat Kansas City at home. So they're that type of group. They're 2 last-second walk-off field goals from being 11-0. Now, do I think they're that great of a football team? No, I don't, because offensively they have moments that you just watch and you say, what the heck is going on out here? But in the end, they believe that they're a really good football team. They're a well-coached football team. They got the right guys, too, the right character guys in the locker room. So they're a well-built football team right now that believes they can make a big-time run this year.
I wanted to ask, obviously Courtland Sutton is kind of the alpha receiver out there. He got paid this past offseason. But that young man, Troy Franklin, I don't know much about him, but he is a player, dude. And I feel like that might be certainly a position you know plenty about, playing wide receiver. What do you make of Franklin? Is he a rookie or maybe a second-year player?
Second-year guy, fourth-round pick out of Oregon. And he has really taken a big step forward. His first training camp a year ago after he got drafted in the 4th round, he was horrible. He had a terrible training camp. A lot of people thought that he would get cut and not even make the football team. And he made the team. And this year's camp, I mean, he looks totally different. He's a guy that competes. He works hard. He's a fast guy. He's a deep threat. Now, he will drop probably 1 ball a game or so, but you kind of live with that because he's brought a lot to the table this year opposite of Courtland Sutton. The other guy, Pat Bryant, who's a rookie, 3rd-round draft pick out of Illinois, is another tough guy, compete. So, like I said, they got the right makeup of guys in that locker room and on the team and at the wide receiver position. So, you don't have a Jamar Chase, you don't have a Justin Jefferson, but you got the right guys for this young quarterback, Bo Nix, to continue to develop around.
You see, Sean, a lot of coaches sometimes, they speak brash. They take the pressure off of their team so they don't have to. Do you view Sean in that way?
Yeah, I do. I really do, because it was a little bit of a head-scratcher of why he said that this offseason, that this was the 7th team that he feels could go to the Super Bowl. I thought it put the spotlight on the team, but when you take a step back, you say, he wants them to believe, because he wants them to know that he believes in them. And if anything, hey, put the heat on me. Put the heat on the head coach if they don't succeed and we don't do what I think we can do. And so he's not afraid of the smoke. He's not afraid of the criticism. And that's what you love about him. He has that edge about him that it makes it fun to cover him and his football teams.
Talking with Brandon Stokely here. You can listen to Brandon on 104.3 The Fan in Denver. Of course, played ball with the Broncos, the Giants, Ravens, 2-time Super Bowl winner. They called him the slot machine as a slot receiver back in the day.
Bad man. Raging Cajun, baby.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So I wanted to sneak one in if I could. I know you're a little younger than me, so you guys didn't play together, but your father was the coach in Lafayette when B. Mitch was playing. What would your dad say about coaching Brian Mitchell?
Probably the toughest football player that he's ever coached, a quarterback that could have played any position on the football field, and just a competitor. I grew up, you know, around Brian Mitchell, though, because I was always there. I went on road trips. I was in that locker room all summer long, you know, messing around with those guys, being out on the football field. So I was around that locker room, and yeah, but you're talking about a guy that could just do it all, and it was, you know, as tough of a football player and competitor as you'll ever find. So I think that's what he would say, you know. And I look at my dad, and he's probably got, like, you know, I played for my dad, but other than myself, hopefully I'd be at the top. You know, you got three players that, you know, he loved more than anyone. It's Brian Mitchell, Orlando, the late great Orlando Thomas, who played for a while there with the Minnesota Vikings, and throw in Jake Delhomme in there. So those would probably be his three all-time favorites.
I think you'd be up there too, Brandon, just so you know, you know that.
I hope so. I hope I'm in the mix somewhere.
Now, did you, as a younger man, so you were probably like 15, 16, running around the college locker room, roughly?
Younger than that.
Was it younger?
Yeah, younger than that. Yeah, probably middle schoolish. Yeah, middle school.
Now, did you get alerted to any of B. Mitch's non-football related activities?
Nah, was that... I was always in the library.
That's right. I never got alerted to any of that. Never heard about any of those stories either. So I don't know what you're talking about.
So Brandon, do you also know Maniac then?
Yeah, of course I do.
Now, with a name like Maniac, how could you not?
Right. We can't even pretend that Maniac was in the library all the time. You guys all call him Maniac. as somebody who grew up in Louisiana, and obviously you're really attuned to the game of football, do the radio show in Denver, but like for B, you guys love Lafayette and the Cajuns, but growing up in Louisiana, everybody kind of still loves LSU. Yeah. Do you think Lane Kiffin's going to take that LSU job? And are you surprised how everything has gone down in Baton Rouge?
Am I surprised? No, it is Louisiana. And they do things a lot different in Louisiana. It's all screwed up all the time, right? And so, case in point, what's going on at LSU with Brian Kelly? I mean, are you serious? He's fired. He's not. Never mind. We're just kidding. We really didn't fire him, and now we're firing him later. And now we're firing him for cause. It's just craziness down there. And then you add in the Lane Kiffin situation. Yeah, I do think he's going to LSU. I don't know. If he's not going to LSU, then what the hell is he doing? Why wouldn't he just say, hey, I'm staying here. I love it here. I'm committed here. They're already going to give you a raise at Ole Miss if you want it. And so, I mean, is your ego that big to where you want to be in the news for another week and everyone talking about you, that you're on Saturday, you're just going to come out and say, no, I'm staying here. It's such a big distraction with everyone talking about that. You could end it right now if you wanted to. So is it just for the song and dance and for people to talk about you? Are you trying to squeeze out that last $1 million from Ole Miss, here the last, you know, 48 hours? So I don't understand why you wouldn't just come out and say, no, I'm saying I love it here, and take all those distractions away from his football team if he planned on staying. I think he's going.
He's probably trying to figure out how to get those players to go with him.
Probably
that could be a different issue.
Hey, if I leave, I need some folks that I recruited to come with me.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, Brandon, just ahead of the game Sunday night, does this feel like a pretty comfortable Broncos win for you?
It does, but what gives me pause is they did have a bye. Now, I know Washington had a bye also, and sometimes you get in that routine, you have that bye, and you're a little bit rusty that following week. Plus, you're traveling, you're all on the road, and we've seen the Broncos play down to their competition. I mean, they should have lost to the Giants. It took this miracle fourth quarter comeback where their offense was terrible. I mean, flat out terrible for three quarters. And finally was competent in the fourth quarter. They only beat the Raiders at home 10-7. So, yeah, they're 9-2, and they've had some big wins. But, man, they've had some games that have been stinkers, but they figured out how to win them. So, you know, offensively, that's the big key for the Broncos. They get going a little bit. If they can do that, then it's going to be tough for Washington. But, you know, I think if you're a Commanders fan, don't think that just – you know, the Broncos, because they're 9-2, they've been this juggernaut all year long. They really haven't. They just figured out ways to win close games in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think it should be a pretty fun game. Brandon, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. What are your plans for tomorrow? How much football do you watch? Are you frying up a Cajun turkey? What do you do tomorrow?
Yes, I'm going to be watching a lot of football. Also, I ordered about 2 weeks ago from A-Bears down there, down south A-Bears, a stuffed turkey that began thawing out last night. So we'll throw that thing in the oven, and that will make me feel a little bit like I'm back down in Louisiana getting some good food. So happy Thanksgiving to y'all. B. Mitch, always appreciate you, buddy. And, you know, hopefully it's a good game on Sunday.
All right, man.
Let's hope it's fun.
Are you coming up?
I'm not. No chance.
Okay, all right. You don't like travel. I like travel.
No. All right, fellas, be good.
Thank you, Brandon.
Take care, brother.
Appreciate your time. Brandon Stokely, you can hear him on 104.3 The Fan.
That young man can fly.
In Denver. Yeah, he was really good,
yes,
dude. I mean, when he was with the Colts, just the numbers with that Peyton offense with Marvin and Reggie Wayne, goodness gracious, man.
Yeah.
Talented player right there. And
yes, he was.
Great guy to chat with. Certainly Denver comes in here with a lot of momentum, a lot of opportunity, but that is why they play the games. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.